The Art of Scientific Investigation by William I.B. Beveridge, 1908 to present. Albert Einstein distinguishes three types of research workers.
Albert Einstein distinguishes three types of research workers.
Those who take up science.
Those who take up science.
Because it offers them an opportunity.
Because it offers them an opportunity
to exercise their particular talents.
To exercise their particular talents.
And who exult in it.
And who exult in it.
As an athlete enjoys exercising his prowess.
As an athlete enjoys exercising his prowess.
Those who regard it as a means of livelihood.
Those who regard it as a means of livelihood.
And who, but for circumstances, might have become successful businessmen.
And who, but for circumstances, might have become successful businessmen.
And lastly, the true devotees, who are rare but make a contribution to knowledge.
And lastly, the true devotees, who are rare but make a contribution to knowledge.
Out of proportion to their numbers.
Out of proportion to their numbers.
Some psychologists consider that man's best work.
Some psychologists consider that man's best work
is usually done under adversity, and that mental stress and even physical pain
is usually done under adversity, and that mental stress and even physical pain
may act as a mental stimulant.
May act as a mental stimulant.
Many prominent men have suffered from psychological troubles.
Many prominent men have suffered from psychological troubles.
And various difficulties.
And various difficulties.
But for which, perhaps, they would never have put forward.
But for which, perhaps, they would never have put forward.
That effort required to excel.
That effort required to excel.
The scientist seldom gets.
The scientist seldom gets.
A large monetary reward for his labours.
A large monetary reward for his labours.
So he should be freely granted.
So he should be freely granted.
Any just fame arising from his work.
Any just fame arising from his work.
But the greatest reward is the thrill of discovery.
But the greatest reward is the thrill of discovery.
As many scientists attest.
As many scientists attest.
It is one of the greatest joys that life has to offer.
It is one of the greatest joys that life has to offer.
It gives a tremendous emotional uplift.
It gives a tremendous emotional uplift.
And great sense of well-being and satisfaction.
And great sense of well-being and satisfaction.
Not only factual discoveries.
Not only factual discoveries.
But the sudden realization of a generalization.
But the sudden realization of a generalization.
Can give the same feeling of exhilaration.
Can give the same feeling of exhilaration.
As Prince Kropotkin wrote.
As Prince Kropotkin wrote.
He who has once in his life experienced this joy of scientific creation.
He who has once in his life experienced this joy of scientific creation.
Will never forget it.
Will never forget it.